This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. House panel advances House Bill 26-1430, a Friday drop tax cut bill that activates only if voters approve Initiative 175. Colorado House Transportation, Housing and Local Government voted 9-4 along party lines on May 5 to refer a bill that cuts gas taxes and registration fees if, and only if, voters first approve a citizen-petitioned constitutional amendment. The bill sponsors are openly trying to defeat a bill that would cut Colorado's gasoline excise tax, special fuel tax, road usage fee, and certain vehicle registration fees cleared its first committee on Tuesday, May 5, on a 9-4 party line vote in the House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee. The committee voted to refer House Bill 26-1430, as amended, to the House Appropriations Committee, which scheduled its hearing for Wednesday, May 6, at 8:15 a.m. What makes the bill unusual is that none of those cuts will happen unless Colorado voters first pass a separate citizen petition constitutional amendment, proposed Initiative 175, at the November 3 general election. The same Democrat majority advancing House Bill 26-1430 is also publicly opposing Initiative 175. A Friday afternoon introduction. House Bill 26-1430 was introduced in the House on Friday, May 1, and assigned to the Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee. The Denver Post reported the bill's introduction at 3 p.m. Mountain Time and updated the story at 5:16 p.m. The four prime sponsors are Representative Andrew Bozenecker, a Fort Collins Democrat representing House District 53, Representative Emily Ciro II, a Denver Democrat representing House District 9 who chairs the Joint Budget Committee, Senator Judy Amuvale, a Boulder Democrat representing Senate District 18 who serves on the Joint Budget Committee, and Senator William Lindstedt, a Broomfield Democrat representing Senate District 25. Former State Senator Kevin Lundberg, a recurring guest on The Kim Monson Show, told Monson on the May 5 broadcast that he had checked the legislature's website on Friday night to compile his weekly newsletter and found the bill's full text was not yet posted. This one was introduced on Friday, but it was not up on the website Friday night, I will attest to, Lundberg said. He acknowledged that, if a committee goes late into the night, that you can't expect the IT team to immediately post the thing, but added, I've seen a little bit too much of that in the last few weeks, actually, a conditional trigger. Section 14 of the bill, headed Effective Date, states that the act takes effect only if an initiative that amends the state constitution to change existing law on transportation funding and to increase the amount of state revenue dedicated to road transportation is approved by the people at the next general election. If voters approve such an initiative, the act takes effect on the date the governor declares the vote, or January 1, 2027, whichever is later. The cuts contemplated between January 1, 2027 and July 1, 2030 would lower the gasoline excise tax from 22 cents to 14 cents per gallon, the special fuel excise tax from 21.5 cents to 13 cents per gallon, and the road usage fee from 6 cents to 4 cents per gallon, with further reductions calibrated to offset state revenue diverted to road transportation under the initiative. Certain vehicle registration and late fees would also be reduced. The bill simultaneously creates the Support Road Transportation Fund, also contingent on voter approval. The fund would be fed by the state revenue the proposed initiative dedicates to road transportation, would first replace existing general fund transfers for transportation-related purposes, and would then distribute the balance 60% to the State Highway Fund, 23% to counties, and 17% to cities and incorporated towns. Enterprise fee revenue is expressly excluded from the definition of state revenue collected to support road transportation. What Initiative 175 does. Initiative 175, unofficially captioned State Revenue Supporting Road Transportation, would add Article X, Section 22 to the Colorado Constitution. The Colorado Secretary of State's title board approved the title 3-0 on November 19, 2025, and cleared the measure for signature gathering on December 12. As a constitutional amendment, it needs 55% of votes cast to pass, plus signatures equal to 2% of registered voters in each of the state's 35 Senate districts. The signature deadline is May 27. Colorado Newsline reported on May 5 that the proponent committee, Restore Our Roads, had collected approximately 75% of the required signatures. Tracer filings show the committee raised $1.39 million from January 1 through April 29. Of that, $1.388 million, or roughly 99.7%, came from the Colorado Construction Industry Coalition. The committee paid Blitz Canvassing $1.5 million for canvassing services through late April. A safety clause asymmetry. House Bill 261430 carries a safety clause. Section 15 declares that the act is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, or safety, or for appropriations for the support and maintenance of the departments of the state and state institutions. Under Article 5, Section 1, Paragraph 3 of the Colorado Constitution, that language blocks voters from petitioning House Bill 261430 itself onto the ballot for a citizen referendum. The asymmetry is striking. The bill cannot take effect unless voters first amend the state constitution by approving Initiative 175, but voters cannot, in turn, refer House Bill 261430 itself to the ballot to approve or reject it on its own merits. The legislature is requiring a citizen vote to unlock the bill's tax cuts while simultaneously denying citizens the right to vote on the bill. Cut and Lundberg. The board of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, voted to oppose House Bill 261430 through its Cutting Gauge Citizen Action Tool. The board called the bill a direct response to petitioners who are currently securing signatures for a ballot initiative and wrote that the legislature is circumventing what voters would likely vote yes on. Cut also called the safety clause in Section 15 egregious and argued that annual budgetary items do not belong in the Constitution. On the May 5 broadcast, Lundberg told Monson that anytime you see a bill of this magnitude drop this late in the game, you know they don't want anybody to look at it. They just want to pass it right through and call it law. He acknowledged a silver lining in the bill's conditional structure, noting that it does require a vote of the people to implement, or at least fully implement. But he said his read of the legislative declaration was that the sponsors are folded in here is a huge grab at getting some funding moved away from the Tabor limit and to increase funding for the general fund and to move a lot of transportation funding issues into what they call fees, which are really taxes, but it's their nifty way to, again, skirt around Tabor on the taxes side. The Polis administration has not publicly weighed in on House Bill 261430 or Initiative 175. The bill must clear House appropriations and second and third readings in both chambers before reaching the governor's desk. And now, Kim's perspective. The legislature has structured this one to win either way. If voters reject Initiative 175, the citizen petition is dead, and the legislature keeps every dollar it currently sweeps to other purposes. If voters approve Initiative 175, the Democrat majority gets to claim it wrote the road funding statute that took effect, on its terms, with the distribution formula it chose. Either outcome leaves the legislature in charge of the result. The safety clause is the part that should bother every Coloradan, regardless of how they feel about the underlying tax cuts. Voters can be required to ratify the citizen petition before the bill's tax cuts take effect, but voters cannot refer the bill itself to the ballot. Call that what it is, a procedural shield, the kind elected representatives reach for most often when they know the merits would not survive a citizen vote. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.